With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is not giving Iran much time to agree in talks with the U.S. to curb its nuclear ambitions.
President Trump said,
"Now is the time for Iran to join us on a path that will complete what we're doing."
Adding,
"They must make a deal."
With a warning,
"Bad things will happen if it doesn't."
Iran has asked for 2 weeks before reconvening another round of talks.
Correspondent Karen Chamas reports Mr. Trump says he'll decide in the next 10 to 15 days on possible military action against Iran. Aliens and UFOs. Calling the subject extremely interesting, the president says he's ordering the release of all government files on the matter. A political power grab in the Old Dominion thwarted, at least for the time being.
A Virginia judge is temporarily blocking Democrats' plan to hold an April referendum on new congressional maps that could seriously impact the midterm elections. The decision threatens Democrats' push for more U.S. House seats. On Thursday, a Tazewell Circuit Court judge granted a temporary restraining order sought by Republicans. The order runs through March 18th and clashes with early voting set to begin March 6th, which could doom the referendum. Virginia Attorney General Jay Jones says he will appeal the ruling. Keith Peters, Washington.
It was a rough night across the Midwest, pummeled by powerful storms that brought fierce winds and destructive hail, even tornadoes in some places. At the Winter Olympics, the U.S. has won its third gold medal in women's hockey, beating Canada 2-1. California's Alyssa Liu takes the gold in figure skating, ending a 24-year Olympic drought for the U.S. women. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 59 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 71. This is SRN News. Christians and Muslims band together in Nigeria.
Leaders of both faiths met in Washington, D.C. this month to urge the international community to help the fight against Muslim terror in their country. The leaders accused their own government of doing little to stop the attacks by Muslim terrorists in Nigeria, which have primarily targeted Christians but also affect the Shia Muslim community. Tens of thousands of Christians have been killed by various Muslim terror groups over the past decade. Michael Harrington reporting.
The same travertine quarries near Rome that the Caesars used to build the city still being dug out today, providing the coveted rock to build a new generation of houses of worship worldwide. Travertine is prized by architects because it's strong, abundant, and can withstand any number of environmental assaults. The fact that many ancient buildings made of the stone are still standing provides a kind of 2,000-year guarantee for purchasers. This is SRN News. NASA's new chief is blasting Boeing and the space agency for Starliner's botched flight and left two astronauts stuck at the International Space Station.
Administrator Jared Isaacman said Thursday poor leadership and decision-making at Boeing led to Starliner's troubles. He also blamed NASA managers for failing to intervene and get Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams back more quickly. Two test pilots spent more than 9 months at the station before catching a lift back with SpaceX last March. Isaacman says Starliner's problems must be better understood and fixed before any more astronauts strap in. Bob Agner reporting.
Cost of borrowing for a home has slipped again this week, falling to its lowest level in several years. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the benchmark 30-year fixed-rate mortgage rate fell to 6.01%, and that's down from 6.09% last week. More details at srnnews.com.